Hey, this is Regan Bach, Managing Partner at Better Faster Further, and I wanted to take a second to welcome you to the Better Faster Further podcast. Whether this is your first episode or if you've been with us since the beginning, we're so thankful that you're here. We know that time is limited and we truly appreciate each and every one of you and want to thank you for listening.
Hey everyone, this is Adam Odosky. I'm part of the core team at Better Faster Further and co-host of the podcast. With every episode, we'll feature inspiring stories from bright business minds, accomplished athletes, and inspiring leaders. We'll provide insights, tools, and takeaways to help you expand your capacity. We'll also take it a step further and really try to uncover the deep, hard to reach, and often unexplored places of the human experience. Things like overcoming obstacles, failure, facing fears, pushing through the hard stuff, and ultimately highlighting the growth, opportunity, and lessons learned that comes from choosing the path less traveled. As a serial entrepreneur and now executive coach, ultra endurance athlete, and health coach, I know these discussions are worth their weight in gold.
Hi everyone, this is Regan Bach, one of the co-founders and managing partners of Better, Faster, Further. And we are here with podcast number 28. I am with my colleague, Adam Odosky. Adam, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Regan. Happy holidays. Good to see you.
Yeah, right back at you. I'm super excited that we're getting one more chance to connect before the end of the year. And very excited that it's just you and I on this one. It's we've been at this for 28 podcasts now, and you're kind of the impetus for this thing. I've wanted to do it for such a long time, and then you kind of forced my hand. I appreciate that.
Well, for better or worse, here we are.
That is the truth. That is the truth. Well, it's been fun, man. We started this right at the end of 22, snuck a couple in that year, and then have just continued to get, you know, not necessarily better and better guests, but just we've learned a lot about kind of what makes these things tick and what resonates with us, and have had just awesome guests this year. And I continue to learn a lot, and it's great to be in the trenches with you on this. It's been a super fun project.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I look back from when we first started our podcast, I think it was in September of 2022, and just how we go about interviewing people, how we go about, you know, working with guests before they come on the show, you know, how you and I interact. I mean, it's all totally different. And I will say, you know, when we first started it, it was going from really feeling awkward being behind a microphone, you know, talking, you know, interviewing people and talking into something that was going to be recorded and shared with a wide audience. But it's now it's gotten to a place where it's become a lot of fun. And I really can't wait to hear what our guests have to say, because they're always so interesting and have such amazing backgrounds. You know, I'm always kind of blown away when we, you know, hit stop on the record button. I'm like, wow, what a conversation.
Yeah, that's the best part. It's just, you know, everybody's doing their own thing and doing it in very unique ways. And to be able to kind of crack into some of the, you know, the backstory and the psychology of what makes them tick and some of their history, it's awesome. I mean, you think about some of these people like Lu Fong and others who have just had these like very different lives than we have growing up. And for us to be able to weave some of that stuff into the conversation is super cool.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we started the podcast with a theme around leading through adversity. And I think that's been present all the way through, you know, every episode, at least in, you know, some form or fashion. And I think that's a really cool, consistent theme, because, you know, oftentimes when you listen to people who have been, you know, air quotes, successful in business or successful in anything, it could be athletics, it could be whatever, you know, oftentimes it's, you know, everything that's talked about are the successes. And I, for one, actually really enjoy and appreciate hearing people share about the challenges that they've worked through and, you know, how they've overcome. Because, you know, for me personally, that's an indication like, hey, this can be done even against, you know, poor odds or even against, you know, things that are really standing in your way. Things can happen for the good. And oftentimes, you know, the gift is right next to the pain point. So it's been really neat to have that consistent theme all the way through these conversations.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like you talk to a lot of founders and they're like 10 years of toil and blood, sweat, and tears and sleepless nights and then instant overnight success, you know? And everybody talks about the overnight success, but not the like 10 years of toil that it takes to get there. And oh, it was so easy. Here's the three things I did and it was like magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some of those stories. And, you know, a lot of what we learn about, you know, we haven't had a chance to have some, you know, a lot of people on the podcast to talk about. And I mean, a lot of the things that we work on in our day to day, it's just, I mean, man, sometimes I get to the evening, you know, at the day's end, and it's like, holy shit, you know, these people have lived through the real deal to get to where they are.
Yeah. And it's just such different lives. I mean, you think about some of our corporate clients and the challenges they face and the, you know, the stresses, they're very different than like a startup founder's stresses. Like, I think it manifests itself in similar ways, but it's a different beast to work in a 10,000 plus person organization, which is the bureaucracy and the meetings and the top down goals and the, you know, just the stuff. There's a lot of kind of politicking and things that you have to deal with in order to survive and thrive there. And then, you know, it's a totally different set of circumstances in some of these smaller organizations, and lots of lessons learned in both, right? A lot of big companies can benefit from some of the iterative nature of the startups, and the startups could definitely benefit from, you know, a little bit more kind of forward thinking and some process and some consistency. And it's kind of finding that sweet spot between the two and really understanding, you know, where that particular company or team is and really helping them figure it out. But that's what we do. I love it. It's never a dull moment. And I think that's kind of what gets me fired up to go to work every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no finish line, right? I mean, you can feel like you could be a startup founder and feel like, hey, once I get to this point, then I've, you know, arrived. And there is no arrival, you know, whether you're a big business, a small business, a pro athlete, a recreational athlete, whatever. There's just, for people with a growth mindset or people who continually want to, you know, live life to its fullest, there's just no finish line. And that's kind of the beauty and the curse, right? You have a lifetime to continue to iterate and evolve and transform. And, you know, when you look at it as it's going to be a lifetime, that can feel daunting and tiresome.
Well, it's been cool too, just in this process, let alone the podcast, but just, you know, continuing to see your growth and maturity as a coach and as a partner and a peer and employee at Better Faster Further. But just looking back, you and I were talking about it before we hit start on this, but you know, the conversations that we were having this time last year, just based on the environment and kind of where we were as a team, were quite different than the ones that we're having right now. And I would argue that the types of conversations we're having internally right now are probably more reflective of what it's been like historically. And that last year was a bit of an anomaly. And I'll share this with folks who are listening. Like, at, you know, November of 22, we were lifting our heads up as a team, not really having good visibility into what Q1 or Q2 of 2023 would look like, both in, you know, contract extensions and kind of just the market and where things were coming. And we, you know, we rallied as a team and really put our heads down and literally flipped over every possible stone we could, looking for people and partnerships and work and things like that. And it was just, it was fascinating to see how, you know, a team that has the right intention and attention really places its focus on something, and you can literally move mountains. I mean, I think about what happened in the first half of 2023 based on the things that we could control. There was a lot of stuff we couldn't control, market conditions and this and that. But because of that, we really rallied. And, you know, this year, right now, in this moment, looking into 2024, I think a big piece of that is just all the hard work that we put in as a team. And, you know, the things we did internally and the offsites and the discussions and the strategies and the trade-offs and the hiring and the firing in some ways. But it's super cool. So now we've got really good line of sight into the first half of 2024, which is great because you can kind of pack and plan accordingly. But I want to keep it kind of in fifth gear, so to speak, and figure out a way to make fifth gear feel really normal. And I'm super excited about 2024, but just curious, you know, when you reflect on the last year, you know, through your coaching lens with some of the clients you've worked with, maybe internally with just Better, Faster, Further in the team, and then looking forward into 2024, what kind of comes to mind for you?
Great question, Regan. You know, I want to second that statement you made around intention. And I think I've lived that intention, as we all know, in sports for a long time. When you put your intention into how you train or what you're going to do in a race environment or how you're going to pack, how you're going to execute, so on and so forth, you can not control the outcome per se, but you can certainly control how you show up, you know, bettering your chances to get to the desired outcome. And then this year we lived that in business. And I thought that was, it was really amazing to, you know, for all of us to sort of come together and say, okay, you know, irregardless of what we want for 2 to 3 years from now, right now, for the next 12 months, this thing is very important to do. So how can we all, you know, lock arms and rally around this thing and go after it? And we did that together as a team. And there was a couple of things that came from that are really powerful outside of just getting to be very busy and being in fifth gear and having great visibility into 2024. I think it brought us all closer together in different ways because, you know, we ended up supporting each other in different ways. And this is more, I guess, from my perspective, because you and Lou and Louie have been working together for a really long time, but I'm the newer person on the team, but I got to work like this year, for example, with Louie quite a lot. And, you know, to work with Lou, you know, on some of the behind the scenes sort of more operational type things. And then you and I got to put our heads together on some offsites and delivery of coaching packages and, you know, working together with some clients. And I think that was, for me, from a professional standpoint, you know, sort of the best of 2023 for me was getting to learn from everybody in different ways than, you know, I had the opportunity to do so in 2022. And from a client perspective, it was interesting. I think there 2023, from the clients I had the opportunity to work with in a one-on-one environment, there was a lot of dealing with things that took place due to the pandemic and due to how organizations had to reconfigure themselves during the pandemic. And then the impact of, you know, coming out of the pandemic, what these organizations were going to do differently. And I think leaders at different levels, you know, really felt that in different ways. Some of it was reorgs. Some of it was, you know, teams that had, you know, for lack of better words, some amount of PTSD from the sort of, you know, managing in the chaos during the pandemic. Some of it was, you know, a huge increase in volume of work and business and revenue to deal with. But it was a very interesting year. It was, with the clients I worked with, it was a lot about learning to really see the truth in the experiences of the recent past, take it with you, and then push the rest behind like water under a bridge and just let it go and move forward and start to look forward instead of holding on so tightly to the past. And it's been an interesting process with some people to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I have worked together recently with a couple different teams and some virtually, some in person, and you really... People think about businesses and organizations, and I think they oftentimes think about them in the more like structural sense, right? Goals and what do they do and who's got what titles and kind of that piece. But, you know, the layers of the human condition that like are behind all that and the, you know, I mean this in a good way, but like to be a human is to have an ego, to have feelings, to have emotions, to have strengths and weaknesses, to have certain communication styles and conflict styles. And when you look at a team of 5 or a team of 500, that's a lot of dynamism and complexity, right? And you start to think about how, as you alluded to, you know, whether it be the pandemic or events that have happened within a company or a team that are unique and nuanced to that team, there's consequences, right? There's almost like a residue, either positive or negative, that's left from those experiences. And we work with individuals and teams and organizations, but I just, you know, work is a hostile environment for a lot of people. Like that's just a fact. And I love my job and I love my team. And so I don't find it that way, but a lot of the people we work with are super smart, well-intentioned, very capable, gone to good schools, worked hard, whatever it is that has kind of like, you know, allowed them to scratch and claw their way to where they are right now. And then but the dynamics that happen within these organizations are bonkers, man. And there is a lot, I really do think there's a lot of, you know, maybe literal PTSD from some of these experiences for folks. And a lot of, I don't want to say traumas like it's, you know, major life trauma, but man, if you work for a hardcore boss, they can make you doubt everything, right? Am I smart? Am I capable? If you have a peer that's like undermining you or doing weird stuff, it's just like, it makes everything so hard. And I too, this year, have worked with a lot of people and a lot of teams that are like, I don't know, well-intentioned, but just get in each other's way and do strange stuff. And a lot of like trust gets broken and poor communication styles and literally people, you know, making sweeping assumptions about other people and other teams. And then you get all these strange workarounds that are happening in the business. And when you come in as an outsider, as a organizational consultant, and you are like trained to pick up on some of the cues, it's crazy because you see it playing out. You're like, oh, like it's almost like a game of chess. Like, oh, they're playing this game and we're playing this game, and they're kind of doing things in different ways, and one's backdooring, one's frontdooring. And but then so it's one thing to see it, and then it's another thing to like do something about it and to intervene, right? So we do these interventions, and we, you know, coach people, or we build high performing teams, or we'll do some major organizational shift. And then you see these companies kind of, they want it, but they don't, you know, like they're like, we know we can't keep doing what we're doing, but we try to give them some medicine. And, you know, the first reaction is to kind of spit that medicine out. So I find that pretty fascinating, just like getting in the mix. And we really roll up our sleeves and kind of get in the muck with a lot of our clients. And because of that, it's super fun, but it's taxing. There are days where I like walk out of this office and I'm like mentally dumb. I'm like, I have no more mental horsepower to apply to anything, you know? And then you go engage with your family and you're like a zombie. It's, I don't know.
100%. I always try to avoid scheduling a one-on-one with a client later in the day, to be honest, because I just don't think I'm at 100% later in the day.
I can attest to that, my friend. Like you are a complete savage, but if you want the best of Adam, get him in the morning, and anything after about 6:30 or 7, you're on vapors.
Toasted, yeah. Yeah, if you want to meet at 4 a.m., all good.
Yep.
6 p.m., not so good.
Hilarious.
But you highlighted something, you know, about the, you know, that a boss can, you know, undermine their employees and sort of make things, you know, I forget your exact words, but just, you know, A, not bring out the best in their employees, and B, just completely crush the culture. And I think this year we had a unique opportunity based on where organizations, teams, and people were at the beginning of 2023 to help different leaders. And, you know, maybe they were the big boss, or maybe they were a new leader of a new small team, but we had a lot of opportunity to work with people to help them not be that, to help them be the enabler of good, right? To help them unlock the potential in their teams and their people. And I love that stuff, you know, because oftentimes it's really not that hard, you know? And the biggest blocker is usually them, right? We like to get in our own ways, all of us. And so when you have a coach, or you have a consultant, or you have a team around you that can help pull you out of your own shit, you know, and start to shine the light on what is good within the environment that you're in, that really makes a huge difference. And that's been a really cool experience this year, was getting to work with different groups, you know, and to help them unlock that potential and that collective good.
Thanks for being here, everyone. At Better, Faster, Further, we specialize in helping leaders, teams, and organizations maximize peak performance. Our goal as a business is to help build organizations that execute effectively, to create high-performing teams, and to help leaders bolster their overall capacity.
We're unique and we're different. Our real-world, in-the-trenches experience comes from building and scaling teams and companies of all sizes. When you partner with Better, Faster, Further, you're not going to get a recent MBA graduate. What you will get is a team with decades of experience coming from industry veterans, academics, and leaders who have been in the most critical roles of startups, growing companies, and enterprise titans. Not only do we make recommendations, but we roll up our sleeves and get our hands dirty right next to you.
We truly believe that organizations are at the epicenter of social change. And by creating positive shifts within those organizations, we create ripple effects that have profound and lasting impacts on communities and society at large. If you want to become a more effective leader, if you want to create a high-performing team, or if you need to scale your company in ways that will stand the test of time, then Better, Faster, Further is for you. Visit our website at betterfasterfurther.com or email us directly at bff@betterfasterfurther.com. Thanks for your time. Now let's get back to our discussion. One of Louis' colleagues, Liz Weissman, is an author and a speaker, and she wrote the book Multipliers and Diminishers. But, you know, just as a framework, but when you think about leaders coming in, they, you know, we all have worked with or for amazing people who like add air to the room and bring out the best in you and make you feel capable. And, you know, you'll stretch yourself and you'll take risks that you might not take. And even if you fall down and skin your knee, they'll pick you back up, right? And get you going. There are other types of people that are, you know, controlling, take the air out of the room, condescending, very top down, very rigid, very inflexible, that, you know, people end up doing and behaving and thinking very weird things. And I mean, again, I've worked for bosses where I've gone home and, you know, known that I'm smart, but question it, you know? And like, I've even had, you know, Ami, my wife at times has been like, Regan, what is going on? Because this was a long time ago. She's just like, I don't think this person's good for you. Like, you just need a change of scenery because this person's making you second guess like things that are, you've known to be true your whole life. And that's one human who's doing that, you know?
Right.
Pretty wild. Right.
Yeah, we have a lot of power, all of us. And so, you know, how can we direct it in positive ways versus negative ways? You know, how can you share it instead of try to keep it for yourself?
That's it, dude. That's that kind of the key. So there's a lot of different ways to do that. But yeah, 2023, it was a good year in quotes, but it was hard. And, you know, and I think less hard for us than most. But I think we learned a lot. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about what I kind of don't want in life and want to figure out ways to, I don't know, make 2024 maybe a little lighter in weight. I think we had and chose to do some heavy lifting in 23 as individuals, as a team, as a company. I think a lot of the work and clients, which I'm super thankful for, like the work was hard and heavy. It wasn't like easy stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Like a lot of the work we did in 23 was a lot of breaking old ways of thinking open and having to rebuild that and putting whole new systems in place and, you know, augmenting teams of people. And it's real work. But when you look, you know, at us through Better, Faster, Further in the lens, like doing that, like every second of every day across multiple organizations and teams, like there's kind of a tax that is paid every time you do that. And not to toot our own horn, but I don't think people realize how hard that is. And also like the art that comes with that. Like you can't just read a fucking book and go do that, you know? And like, it just doesn't work. And people like to think you can, and they're like, you know, give me the template, or what's the cheat code? And, you know, can you give me that one pager? And it just doesn't work like that. There's this combination of experience and art and science and, you know, new school and old school and like rigid goals and hyper flexibility. And you just like, you got to mash all that up and figure it out. And I think, you know, one of the biggest keys that I'm constantly reminded, not just from this year, is, you know, I could have the best idea in the world or the worst idea in the world, but it's all about how I deliver that and meeting people where they're at. So like if somebody's, you know, way deep in the weeds and is hyper-focused and is crazy stressed out, and you show up like lightweight and humorous and asking them to like, you know, come above the clouds and look at the sunset, you're not meeting them where they're at, and that message would land flat. So, and the opposite is true too. If someone's really struggling, you can't, like you should serve as ballast for them, but like helping them understand that like what they're feeling and what they're going through is totally cool, but there's like a different way and a better way, and kind of leading them to water. I think that's really what I'm trying to get at, is like there's art to the science, that like you can read the science in a book, you can go to school, you can get master's degrees, you can get PhDs, you can do whatever you want, and then like the reality is like how you apply that to certain situations is the art form. And there are levels to that, right? You can be a white belt or you can be a fifth degree black belt. And there's a huge difference between that. And everybody could have read the same books.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the art is certainly in the delivery, and that art comes from having had the experience. You know, it's not being told, as you mentioned, you know, by a professor or reading in a book. It's having lived it and experienced it and worked through it in the past. And I think that helps with knowing when to push, when to pull, when to tug, when to yank, you know, and how to be there truly for people. But I feel it the same as you. There's a common thread out there that says don't allow, you know, basically don't carry the weight of your clients. And I don't think we do that, but I think it's hard not to feel the struggle that they may be going through at a certain time. And, you know, let's face it, oftentimes people come to us because there's a pain point And the pain point's not always negative, but there's certainly a struggle that needs to be worked through, whatever that is. It could be good problems, like maybe they're growing rapidly and they need to scale or reorganize or what have you. Or maybe there is a real pain point. Maybe there's a negative culture that exists or a leader who's just missing, you know, with their team. And, you know, maybe there's a real true, you know, negative pain point, but it's hard not to end the day and not feel some of that yourself.
100%. And I think, just speaking personally, that's probably one of my superpowers, is to like feel, in quotes, I don't know, a different word for that, kind of have empathy for what that person is going through and truly be able to like almost project yourself into their situation. And like, that's a big deal to be able to do that. The hard part is it's hard to not then take that kind of emotional toll on. Like, I 100% feel for my clients and my coaches. And when I say it, I'm like, oh yeah, dude, I get this. I might not have been in your role, but like, I'm totally down with what you're feeling. And I completely understand that. And I don't even know if what you call that. Some of that's maybe like an empath or something, but I wouldn't call myself that. My point is just simply like, I think one of the superpowers is to be able to like have empathy and kind of understand what those people are going through. The flip side or the shadow side of that is it takes an emotional toll. You can't necessarily feel that in the same ways and not give a shit, right? You have to give a shit. And then when you give a shit and people are either continuing to struggle or not making the changes or whatever, I mean, and we can't use names, but we know a lot of people that we work with that just have so much going on in their lives, you know, the work side and then all the stuff behind it. And, you know, there's so many people that struggle with depression or family stuff or health and wellness or are pre-diabetic or I don't know, man, just a laundry list of being human. And I think a lot of that is actually maybe even related to the work. But yeah, it's just, I'm making it sound like it's hard and dark all the time. It's not. It's amazing. I love it. It's like I've been kind of called to do, and I'm super stoked about it and very passionate about it. But it definitely is reflective of kind of 2023, and I'm hoping that 2024 will continue just to like be on the up and up. I mean, you look around the world, there's some pretty real stuff going on. It would be nice to, I don't think many of those things are going to stop or go away, but I would definitely like to hope that, you know, organizations and teams and people can like, I don't know, get on a little bit different ride than they've been on the last couple of years and figure some stuff out. Because like you said, it's not super secret what people need to do. It's just we get in our own way a lot. And the more humans you throw at that stuff, the more complicated and dynamic it gets. So yeah, what about 24 for you? What are you looking forward to, and what's kind of keeping you up at night in a good way?
Yeah, well, on a personal front, I'm looking forward to taking my daughter traveling internationally during the summer. So I want to take a couple of weeks, and she's six, for those of you who don't know how old my daughter is, and just a daddy-daughter trip. And I think I may have shared with you earlier, but I want to travel with her. Like I've been fortunate to travel around the world quite a lot. And, I love the travels where it's a light backpack, not much of a plan. You land in a foreign country that you're excited to be in, and that's basically about it. And so I'm pretty excited for Ella and I to get out there and go experience something new. So that's kind of like my A goal or my most exciting thing on the personal front for next year. But on the work front, out of the experiences that we talked about, that we just talked about here on the podcast and that you were just sharing more about, we've developed a new program that I think has the power to really positively transform people in how they show up, how they feel. And when I say how they show up, I mean how they show up for their families, for themselves, for their teams at work, how they feel doing it, what they're able to unlock internally and therefore externally. And we just had a podcast about it that we launched just last week. We were calling it in that podcast the Human Optimization Program, but we've since named it. But I'm really excited about this because it's basically taking, you know, sort of a play out of the professional athlete playbook and building that same level of team around a corporate leader or a corporate athlete, let's say, and giving them the support from a, you know, physical, mental, nutritional, emotional, spiritual standpoint that'll give them all the tools that they need to feel and be their best. And I'm super excited. We've had a lot of interest in the program already, and I'm super excited about the transformations that I believe are going to happen for some of these people, you know, over the coming 5, 6, 7 months.
Yeah, me too. I'm super excited about that, and looking forward to turning my professional brain off for a couple of weeks over break. This will be our last formal podcast for 2023. So just wanted to, you know, tell everybody thank you. I think we said this is podcast 28 or something for us. We did 28 over the last year. It's been awesome. Continue to learn a lot. We have some amazing guests lined up. We've got some launch of some new programs. Better, Faster, Further is growing. We're getting just amazing clients and bigger, you know, bigger contracts, meaning like we get to do more impactful work is what I'm trying to say. And getting to rally new combinations of coaches and consultants. And I think that's the thing that I get the most fired up about is my favorite thing is to like have a vision, create a goal, get people excited about it, rally that team, and then like get the train out of the station. And that's my favorite thing is like, okay, here's the mission. Here's our team. Here's the desired outcomes. Like, let's go. And then, you know, and then I leave it up to somebody else to figure out how to steer the train and how to lay down more track and how to, you know, get the train to move 10% faster and save more energy and stuff. But I love that.
Are you saying we're hiring for conductors out there?
Yes, we need conductors and people that know how to lay down a lot of train track.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited about that. And part of that is this program that Adam's talking about. So we you know, we've alluded to it in the previous two podcasts, but we've just put together just a killer team of people, including Dr. Dan Turner and Athlete Blood Test and Better, Faster, Further and Jeremy Zajon and some of his kind of folks and contacts there. And this thing's going live in January of 2024. So it's basically a program. We're calling it the Elevation Program, and we will continue to share more. But anybody that's interested, it's basically a leadership development executive coaching program combined with a personal development program that really looks at getting blood work done, assessing your biomarkers, looking at nutrition, looking at kind of mental health and goal setting outside of the workplace, and really merging and synthesizing and combining all those into this like full human spectrum. And the idea there is that, you know, we want people firing on all cylinders in all aspects of their life for a long time. We want people to have the durability to perform great at work, perform great at home, be happy, be healthy, and be able to do so for a long period of time. And so it takes more than just looking at people through the lens of work, and it's pretty awesome. So it will be a, you know, 4 or 5 month long program. We're going to be launching the first cohort in January. It is very limited seating for this. So if people are interested, listen to our previous podcast that includes Dr. Dan Turner and Scott Evans and others from Athlete Blood Test. We articulate that a bit more. And if anybody's interested, you can shoot us an email to bff@betterfesterfurther.com. Again, bff@betterfesterfurther.com. And that's one of the many things I'm fired up about for 2024. And on another note, we had sent my co-founder, Louis Selincourt, out on like an international walkabout. I don't know what else you call that. The guy has like hit almost every major continent out there and for the end of the year. And we, Louis in particular, has had very deep contacts all over the world and has scaled teams for companies in over 15 different countries. And as a CEO and a prior COO, he was kind of the guy that you know, big companies like Zynga and Oracle would send over to like launch Zynga in India, Oracle in India, China, Singapore, Australia, all kinds of places. So we've got very deep contacts and a lot of great relationships and amazing people and partnerships there, and kind of leading up to and during and coming out of COVID, a lot of those were put on ice just because of travel limitations and people's families. I mean, we had friends, parents dying during COVID. It was pretty hectic and just not being able to travel. So Louis has just spent the last 3 weeks traveling the world and reconnecting with all of these relationships. And I'm fired up to kind of see what comes out of that. And, you know, whether it's just work or reigniting some of these relationships, but we've already got international folks who are live outside of the US pretty fired up about that program I just articulated as well. So this is not just a US thing. I think we need to start with some level of proximity, but super excited because I know, you know, there's people all over the world that are in need of the same stuff. So excited to see what he comes back with, and new year, new energy, new focus. I'm pumped up, Adam.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, this will be our final conversation for at least on the podcast front for 2023. So I don't know. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. Looking forward to everything to come in 2024. Whatever your New Year's resolutions are, let's hope you make them all throughout the year. Don't wait for the new year. No need. And don't let them fall apart after the new year. No need. We'll see you in 2024, everybody.
Yeah, well said. Cheers to everyone. This has been super fun. We love hearing from folks. So reach out to us through email. I'm Regan@betterfasterfurther.com. You can find us on LinkedIn and continue to follow the podcast. We've got just some killer guests coming on in 2024. Very excited to continue to do that and to hone this. And again, if you have, if yourself or anyone that you know would be interested in that program, please don't hesitate to reach out. The email contact for that program is bff@betterfasterfurther.com. And let us know what you think. Questions, comments, or feedback, we'll answer any and all inbound. So reach out, have a fantastic end to your year. We appreciate all of you, and reach out in 2024. We'd love to help you out any way we can, but enjoy your break, spend some time with friends and family, and get outside, get some sunshine, exercise, and we'll see you on the flip side.
So long, everybody.
Thanks for joining us today on the Better, Faster, Further podcast. We're honored to have you here and to share these insights, stories, and best practices with you. 100% of our business comes from word of mouth. We focus on delivering the promise, building strong relationships with our clients, and then let the results speak for themselves.
If you or someone in your network would benefit from speaking with us directly, please reach out. Our website is betterfasterfurther.com. And we can be found on LinkedIn, or you can email us directly at bff@betterfasterfurther.com. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. We hope you join us on our next episode. And until then, stay positive, keep working hard, and we'll see you on the flip side.